Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, a slight chance for some showers, mainly early on, otherwise becoming partly sunny into the afternoon. We'll have high temperatures in the upper 50s. Winds a bit breezy from the east. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and 45. Breezy, but trending warmer on Tuesday with highs approaching 80 degrees. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we near the end of the state legislative session for 2023, the Kansas House of Representatives has a wide range of tax bills that could provide tax relief to Kansans across the state up to the sum of near $500 million a year. KAG News reports that with the near $2 billion budget surplus across the state of Kansas, legislators have been working on numerous different tax bills, including phasing out the sales tax on food, along with the potential flat income tax rate of 5.25%, increase the Social Security tax exemption, along with other issues. The House bill is slightly different from the Senate's bill that is sitting at near 4.75% for a flat income tax rate and eliminating all taxes on retirement income, including Social Security and 401k withdrawals. In total, according to many experts, they say that the plan would cost the state roughly $1.5 billion in annual revenue. But Republican senators have argued that the cuts would help retiring age Kansans in the state, along with providing a boost in the state's economy by incentivizing more individuals and businesses to come to the state.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, KGSO listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
As the legislative session of 2023, it gets ready to come to a close in the coming weeks. Many legislators are finalizing some of the bills, including one that would remove limits on how long prosecutors have to file charges against suspects for any of a dozen violent sexual offenses against children, including indecent liberties, aggravated human trafficking, and internet trading in child pornography. KAG News reports that the state Senate voted unanimously on Wednesday last week to approve the bill, 6 days after the committee hearing that is now sitting in the House. The discussion came after a number of abuses came from the Roman Catholic clergy across the state of Kansas and the nation, as the Kansas Bureau of Investigations reported that it had identified 188 Catholic clergy suspected of crimes stretching back to the 1950s. However, no criminal charges have been filed, largely due to the state law limiting how long prosecutors have to pursue the cases. The bill being discussed would give abuse survivors until the age of 31 or 3 years after the abuser is convicted of a sexual violent crime against the child. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During his first speech on the U.S. Senate floor as the freshman senator, U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts gave his maiden speech talking about some of the priorities that he'd like to see in Washington, D.C., and said he was concerned about the growth of government and how it conflicts with the founding fathers and the idea of America.
Our founders were concerned that as government got too big, it would tend toward tyranny and rob people of their freedoms. Here in the Senate, if we continue allowing the federal government to grow too big and too intrusive, we risk our peace and prosperity. We risk losing the very values that have always made America great. However, if we hold on to those founding principles, we have a path to an even brighter future for this great nation.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. During his speech, he talked about many priorities, including the southern border, inflation, and America's role across the world. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Due to scheduling conflicts, the Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet Monday, April 3rd. Their next regular meeting will be Monday, April 10th. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard an update from Gage County regarding the State Line Bridge in Oquito Township. They're proposing concrete tubes instead of replacing the bridge. Costs will be considered and revisited. Approval was given for a $33,000 project to patch three sections of Pheasant Road where tubes were replaced. And the county councilor will work with the gas drilling company to establish a haul route agreement since heavy equipment is being moved and a tube was damaged recently. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business as they discussed damage to roads north of Washington due to heavy truck traffic with the oil spill cleanup. Interviews will continue for a road and bridge supervisor. It was noted that new hours for driver's license renewals at the Washington County Courthouse will be temporary owing to staff shortage. Effective April 10th, new service hours for license renewal will be Monday through Fridays, 8 to 11 a.m. No appointments necessary. Nemaha County Commissioners took under advisement a request from Rainbow Communications to put a survey on the county website regarding broadband needs of county residents until a cost estimate is returned. Rainbow is proposing fiber installation to all residences in Seneca and Sabetha. Population of commissioner districts was reviewed with no changes proposed. Costs for the nutrition programs were again discussed. No changes will be made at the present time as the director works to reduce expenses. Beginning Tuesday, April 4th, Kansas Department of Transportation will begin detouring traffic on a temporary shoe fly for construction of the K-15 bridge replacement a mile and a half south of Washington. A temporary traffic signal will direct one lane through construction via the shoe fly. Due to location of a light, 15th Road east of K-15 will be closed. King Construction Company of Heston has scheduled completion in September on this $2.8 million project. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. Also, Kansas Department of Transportation will close K-16 at two locations in Pottawatomie County on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 4th and 5th. Weather permitting, maintenance crews will replace pipes under the roadway. Closure 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. until work's complete. Motorists should plan the following. On Tuesday, K-16 will be closed to through traffic just east of Blaine between Kansas Avenue and Marshall Road. And Wednesday, K-16 will be closed to through traffic approximately 2 miles east of Onega between Straight Creek Road and Lincoln Road. No detours will be posted. Motorists will need to use alternate routes. A joint meeting with USD 113 Prairie Hills and USD 335 Jackson Heights was held last week to consider a potential land transfer of some 60 square miles in the southern portion of the Prairie Hills District. With the pending closure of the Wetmore Academic Center, discussions with local residents and patrons will continue. Voter registration will close Tuesday for the April 25th special election in Marshall County on financing for a new jail project. Voter registration open at the Marshall County Clerk's Office and in City Clerk's Offices in Axtell, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Vermillion, and Waterville. Again, voter registration will close Tuesday. Advance voting begins Wednesday in the County Clerk's Office. Advance ballots may be requested as well from the Marshall County Clerk's Office. A final public information meeting regarding the proposed jail project is planned Tuesday evening at 7 in Axtell at the American Legion Community Building. Jerry Hill Bramlage Edwards, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jerry Branledge Edwards. Delmer H. Shoddy, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Delmer Shoddy. Beverly Blahaw, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Lynn City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 1, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Beverly Blahaw. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge for Dennis Habig. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chili with a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will be in a roller coaster ride over the next few days as a developing low pressure system also looks to bring some windy conditions, especially into the day on Tuesday through Wednesday, as a strong cold frontal boundary looks to work in from the west Tuesday night. High temperatures for today working up into the upper range of the 50s by this afternoon, with a slight chance for some early day showers. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, we'll have lows dropping back into the middle 40s. Warming up quite a bit on Tuesday, approaching that 80-degree mark by the afternoon, as winds become breezy from the south. And with that cold frontal passage into Tuesday night, just a slight chance for some showers and storms there. Otherwise, trending cooler behind that front into Wednesday, along with some gusty west winds. Only expecting highs in the upper 40s, but we moderate back to some upper 50s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, early April, 63, record high on this date, 89. The average low, 38, and the record low is 7 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:52. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09. Fifty degrees at sunrise this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
LSU dominates Iowa in the women's national championship game. Hi, everyone. This is Mark Remillard reporting on sports. When Kim Mulkey left Baylor and took over the LSU women's program 2 years ago, she promised a national championship, a promise she would keep.
Morris dribbling through traffic, and now LSU can celebrate. The clock ticks down. It is history for LSU. For the first time in school history, the Tigers are women's basketball national champions.
The call on Westwood One, Caitlin Clark got in early foul trouble, and Iowa was not able to overcome her foul troubles as LSU defeated Iowa 102-85. Angel Reese finished with 15 points and 10 boards. Caitlin Clark scored 30 in the loss. The men's national championship tips off tonight at 9:20 p.m. Eastern as UConn takes on San Diego State. In the NBA, the Bucks keep rolling.
Bounce pass back to Giannis with three to shoot. Got to get to work. Goes to work and sends it down.
The call on WTMJ, Bucks improved to an NBA best 56-22, beating the Sixers 117-104. On the NBA scoreboard, the Knicks clinched a playoff spot, defeating the Wizards 118-109. The Bulls upset the Grizzlies 128-107, and the Nuggets edged the Warriors 112-110. On the ice, the Bruins, going for their 60th win, locked in a shootout with the Blues.
Shen with the tinted shield, the left-hander, wheels over the line right side. He'll dip into the right circle, now to the slot, shoots. Oh, Mark, the glove save! The Boston Bruins have just collected their 60th win this season.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Bruins win 4-3 in the shootout. Around the league, the Rangers defeated the Capitals 5-2. Penguins double up the Flyers 4-2. On the diamond, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani hit back-to-back home runs as the Angels shut out the A's 6-0. The White Sox doubled up the Astros 6-3. Kodai Senga strikes out 8 in his debut, and the Mets beat the Marlins 5-1. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
We get your ag news for this Monday, April the 3rd. Well, we know that the corn market has been in flux for a few weeks here. The USDA releasing their report on Friday. So why is all this happening? Let's get some analysis from Dan O'Brien. He's a Kansas State grain economist. And on the latest edition of Ag Today, he talks about, in particular, corn.
Corn numbers. Turns out that the USDA and their Ag Outlook conference, it seems like half a year ago, is about a month ago, but 92 million acres projected. The analysts have come out and their outlook form number was 91 million. They've come in at a little bit lower than that, about 120 million below, so 90.88 million acres. We'll see where that goes. The interesting to me that the low end of that range is down to 87, 88 million acres. And if that happens, then I think that the market, which seems to be caught up in basically just not acknowledging any risk, you know, that's how I see. We'll talk about that in just a minute. We're just not acknowledging that anything can drive prices higher. We're stuck in our mode. That's Dan O'Brien's opinion anyway. You know, then it would have to respond on the higher side, at least supportively longer term because of tighter stocks use projections. And it is interesting that the USDA did project at their outlook form about 87.5 million acres of soybeans. Analysts came in projected about 88.2. So that's kind of a conundrum sort of a thing to me in that, if anything, they're softer on corn and a little more positive on soybean acres than was the opinion just a bit of time ago. And, you know, we've seen pretty good prices for soybeans of late.
And this will get your ag news for this Monday, April the 3rd. Well, it's going to be an interesting day today in the ag world, so we'll keep you up to date all day long.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Are you ready for these fire weather conditions? That's the burning question of the day. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Chip Redman, K-State meteorologist, and Eric Ward, Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer, provide insight on the upcoming fire weather conditions and tips for staying safe.
The first step is to prevent any fires from starting. You know, we advocate the safe use of prescribed burning, but like anything, it's a tool that needs to be used cautiously. And on a week like this, where we're looking at really extreme weather late in the week, we would really encourage people to either delay their burning until it's safer or burn early in the week and then check it and recheck it and then recheck it again to make sure it's absolutely cold out. Because a lot of fires in recent years have started not on the day that was burned, but a day or two or three later when it gets dry in the winds kick up and some residual ember gets fanned into flame and now it's off to the races. The other side of that is to be prepared if a fire does occur. And in a major fire outbreak, there are not enough fire trucks to go to every house. And so a house that is prepared to stand on its own has a much better chance to be there when you come home.
Redmond explains why these fire weather conditions are dangerous.
Yeah, the drought's definitely taken a toll, and wheat that was planted hasn't came up in a lot of places. And green up's been slow to progress further north. It's kind of gotten stunted down in southeast Kansas, so a lot of that wheat isn't growing very much. And so we don't have quite as many buffers as we typically would to help catch that ember spread. And we think about the fuel loading, too, across the state, as moisture that we received last year helped drive the grass growth. Granted, we had significant drought that kept the fuel loading down, but areas, especially the Flint Hills, where we saw above normal precipitation to start the growing season last year, has definitely resulted in an above average grass growth. And we've seen that with fire behavior as it burns more aggressively. It's hotter with taller grasses, and we haven't seen the snow to lay those taller grasses down.
Redmond shares his concern for an extended and more aggressive season of fire weather conditions.
Yeah, with that green up progressing as quickly as it was, we were really curious to see what happened when it bumped into drier conditions, that with the soil moisture not there, if we would continue to see green up. And then we timed that real well with cooler weather. That's really stunted that green up. So we were hoping that green up would kind of cut our burn window short and allow the landscape around areas of taller grasses to green up and be a barrier to spread. But now, as we look forward, we're going to see a brief cool down, but then it looks like after that, temperatures start to warm up pretty rapidly. And so my concern is, as that happens, we're going to see likely more fire weather conditions, and it definitely could open up the window for maybe a later fire season than what we were expecting, and maybe a potentially more aggressive fire season in April than we normally would have.
That's K-State meteorologist Chip Redmond and Kansas Forest Service Assistant Fire Management Officer Eric Ward providing insight on upcoming fire weather conditions and tips for staying safe. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a great Monday morning. We could let it rain and let the wind go down, but I guess we'll deal with it here until we get those anticipated rains. Well, it's going to be a great day here at Beatra 77 Market. The 10 o'clock start, as we do have a lot of cows and weigh-ups. Folks, we've got a nice run. We certainly got a lot of hay. There's 221 round bales out there, so we'll get into that shortly. But the great news of the day is the cattle markets last week reporting a 168 to 172 in the steer and heifers going to town, 270 to 272 carcass. So certainly nice markets last week, certainly carries over into the feeders and to the weigh-ups. And we'll see that here today. Well, with 10 o'clock start, it means at 12 noon we will get into the hay department. And if you're interested in hay, please listen closely. In the square alfalfa small bales, there's 75 very good stuff. It's fourth cut. It's 70-pound bales. Then we've got 108 alfalfa bales. It's 21 crop. And then we move into the round alfalfa bales and brome and grass and so forth. There is 12 round alfalfa third cut, relative feed value 188. There's 10 second cut. There's 14 alfalfa second cut. 13 first cut. There's 10 first cut. There's 7 first cut that weigh 1409. There is 14 bales of alfalfa third and fourth cut. In the prairie, guys, we've really got some nice stuff. There's a group of four, there's a group of 10 that's very good, and then there's a group of round prairie eight that is outstanding, very green, weighs 1510 stored inside. In the brome department, there's 14. There's a great group of grass, 10 bales, 8 bales, 6 bales. There's another good group of grass, 10 that weigh 1564. Round grass 13, a round grass 8 and 8. There's round grass group of 10 that weigh 1400. In the square prairie, 3 by 4 by 8 foot, there's 9 that weigh 1385 and 9 squares at 1373. And the guys have really appreciated that hay also. In the CRP, there's 12 and 8. So the hay department starts 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, we'll probably back up that to about 12:45 here today. Two black heifer bottle calves. One is 10 days old. The other is 14 days old. In the family department, great set, folks. Eight black baldy families running age. We're going to pull a mouth on those cows this morning. Those calves are 3 weeks. They're black and black baldy calves out of Crete. There's an additional seven black families, good eight-year-olds. They're going to have black calves. They're going to be 21 to 60 days old. They're going to be all vaccinated, ready to go. They are out of Diller. In the feeder cattle, folks, it starts off with Winslow out of Steiner, eight black and red bulls and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 450 to 600. Best Boom out of Crete's got Cortland's got eight black steer and heifers weaned and vaccinated, 550 to 700. Altow's out of Eagles got eight black and black baldy steers and heifers. They're all worked at 5 to 700. Callahan out of Pleasantdale, six black heifers. They'll work together at 500 with the wean and a pack. Neumeister out of Unadilla has 10 black steer and heifers. I do not have any of the work on them as they're going to call in this morning. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Seabrant out of Jansen will have a great set of 16 black steer and heifers. They're weaned. They're double vacked. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Schmitz out of Home City has got 17 black baldy steers. They are coming off the cow. They do have a double vac at 5 to 600. Cortland Cattle Bus Booms of 15 head of black and red steer and heifers, 500. Raceler out of Tobias, what a set of 37 black and red steer and heifers, 30-day wean, 127 vac. They're going to weigh 5 to 650. Kamek Cutter DeWitt's got 15 black heifers with a wean. They're going to weigh 550 to 600. Winkler out of Crete's got 10 black and red, all heifers. They've got a 30-day wean of February vac at 500. Grass Hereford's out of Nebraska City, 10 Hereford steers. They've got a January wean, a November vac. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Roger Keir out of Weimar's got 12 black and red steer and heifers. They got a 4-month wean, 60-day vac at 5 to 700. St. Louis out of Friend, 10 black steer and heifers, 60-day wean. Lose them out of Dorchester. Eight red-white-faced bulls, 6-month wean. They're going to weigh 6 to 750. And Wormsley out of Humboldt, five red heifers, October wean. They're 6 to 700. Now we'll get on the cows, calves, and feeder cattle. They're about a quarter of one here today with the large hay sale. So certainly come out and see us and give us a call. Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571.
731 from KNDY, 50 degrees this morning, middle 50s on a high today, seasonal high. Then we warm up considerably Tuesday, bouncing back on the other side Wednesday. Gusty southwest winds creating a fire weather watch on Tuesday. Recreation of Friday's gusty conditions, likely with low relative humidities. A fire weather outlook posted 10 a.m. through 11 p.m. on Tuesday. In addition, a thunderstorm outlook, uncertainty in storm development with increasing guidance over eastern Kansas, southeast Nebraska. We'll continue to monitor that situation into Tuesday.
Not all garden insects are bad guys. We tell you about one who deserves a tiny white hat and how to make it welcome. That's next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 3rd, the 93rd day of the year. Doris Day, Eddie Murphy, and Marlon Brando were all born on this day. And in 1860, the Pony Express began delivering cross-country mail. If using fewer chemicals is one of your gardening goals this year, you'll want to put out the welcome mat for beneficial insects. And one of the good guys to have around is the green lacewing fly. You can recognize lacewings by their translucent veined wings and their voracious appetite for aphids, cabbage worms, and white flies. To get them hunting aphids, spray infested plants with a light solution of sugar water. It stimulates aphid honeydew, which in turn attracts lacewing and other aphid predators. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
I'm Doug Downs. The accolades continue to roll in after a historic men's basketball season for the Kansas State Wildcats. Yesterday, head coach Jerome Tang was named the Naismith Men's College Coach of the Year. The first-year head coach helped take the country by storm by leading the Wildcats to a 26-10 record and to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2018. The 26 wins are the third most in school history. Things are not starting off good for the Kansas City Royals. It took until yesterday's game before the Royals scored their first runs of the season. They lost to the Twins as the Twins sweep the Royals. Yesterday's score 7-4. The Royals will stay home for a four-game series as they welcome in the Blue Jays starting tonight. First pitch will be at 6:40 at Kauffman Stadium. In a statement, Grady Dick said, "As a kid from Kansas, I have fulfilled my goal of playing at my dream college. I cannot thank Jayhawk Nation enough for the love and support you've shown me and my family." And then he announced he was heading to the NBA. Grady Dick was a freshman last year for the University of Kansas.
KNDY.
He knew how to reach me deep inside, and he found a part of me I could not hide. And we'd walk and talk and touch tenderly. Then he lay me down and make love. Couldn't break.